1-800-387-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can see the live Sunday edition if you go to cam.freetalklive.com. There, we've got, I don't know, a cam set up that you can see what's going on in the studio and chat with other listeners in the chat room, which is beneath it. It's cam.freetalklive.com. And it is well worth a quick view. So, Stephanie, we've been talking about the situation with the
there's an American Legion post in a city in New Hampshire that has been raided by the State Liquor Commission because they were holding a charitable fundraiser that had to do with a game of chance based on the Super Big Game.
Yeah. And we'll get back to that in just one second, but I want to go to the Skype line, and you can Skype us. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to add us as a contact first. Yeah, that way we can communicate with you about what it is that you want to talk about, that kind of thing. But it's relatively easy. We can do it right during the show. So just send a contact request to lrn.fm. That's the username on Skype. Let's go to Abel. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
And the whole grand jury situation is something that some decades ago, I don't even know, maybe a century or more ago, that it was polluted. It was, you know, there was no change in law or constitution or you know, referendum. It was just slowly captured by attorneys. The actual grand jury should run itself. It is the highest power.
So it shouldn't be run by a prosecutor at all?
No, a prosecutor brings presentments to it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And the fact is that the source of those presentments cannot be just that prosecutor, or should not be, and that's what has occurred. And the grand juries typically have engaged in their own investigations, or regular members of the public have taken their own
grievances to the grand jury. I know that that's something you're supposed to be able to do, but
right.
They're protected at this point where you can never get a chance to go see them.
And in this particular case with this grand jury and this liquor commission thing, it, you know, somebody within the grand jury can actually say, well, wait a minute here. Let us ask the people involved. I mean, they can actually, you know, subpoena the, you know, the people running the club there.
They're gonna go to their members of the Legion or Legionnaires, I guess, who are going to go represent themselves in court. But they've already been indicted secretly by the grand jury.
Well,
they didn't know.
Is that the grand jury didn't really know that it could say, hey, wait a minute, can we,
They could have subpoenaed them before the indictment. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, the grand jury is completely empowered to do its business.
Yeah, I don't think many people know about that. Really,
that's a actual jury information thing that I think it ought to be something we do in addition to the petit juries. For nullification. Nullification is you know, way past where a lot of prosecutions ought to have ever gone. And if it's a felony, it has to be indicted by a grand jury. And if grand juries were, you know, had a little bit of a, you know, cojones about themselves, this crap wouldn't be happening. And you know what? They would also be indicting police officers and obvious criminals that are members of the bureaucratic core.
It's true, but I think that basically we don't know as citizens or whatever it is we are, as people that have this power of the grand jury, we don't know it. We aren't aware of it, and even now, even it's so far gone that if you tried to enact it, you probably would fail as a member of the grand jury.
That's what I think. If you tried to do something like that, they'd throw you off and put
you in
water.
It makes it worse, because as far as what I understand of grand juries, I mean, even getting like access to transcripts from grand juries is nearly impossible.
I mean,
it's a pain.
Well, the grand juries are supposed to be, you know, within their realm, supposed to be a secret panel. So, but they're given that, they're supposed to have pretty extreme powers to actually figure out whether they should be indicting somebody.
I understand, but this is sort of a flaw of the system. I don't disagree with anything you're saying, Abel. I'm just claiming that this is sort of a flaw in the system.
Well, no, it's not a flaw in the system. It's a flaw in the people that have been allowed to run it.
But let me make my point here. When a person goes to when you go to a new place, you know, you go to a new big box store, call it Walmart in another town, and you have to use the bathroom. There can be sometimes a giant flashing neon light on the wall that says restrooms, but you're still like asking somebody, hey, where's the restroom? Because you're new someplace. You don't have your bearings around you. So when you get put on a grand jury for 6 months, and I think that's usually the amount of time, you're not comfortable. You want somebody to sort of tell you what to do, where to go, where to sit, what to do while you're there. And the prosecutor is the perfect person to do that because he looks like the authority figure in the room. He's been to many grand juries, and if he hasn't been to them, at the very least he's been told about how to do them. In most cases, they have been to many of them. So he really is the expert in the room. People, their human nature has them looking for the expert. We're always looking for that expert. Oh, you know what to do? Great. What do you want us to do? And that is what I'm calling the flaw in the system.
Right. It's the system. It's not the grand jury, because if this was an honest county attorney, he would probably have some kind of this is the powers of the jury that you're joining, and it isn't me.
Well, even if they told people that, I think they'd still defer to the prosecutor in most circumstances.
Well, that's why there's got to be a captain. The chairman, gets elected and by the body, and that's the way it's supposed to work. This is why
I hate the idea, though, Abel, of unqualified people supposedly running the justice system, the idea of the jury.
Being conscripted to do it. There's another issue with it.
In a good world, the government school system would probably have, a whole, 2-year class on getting the jury system up to
the government's snuff. All about centralizing power, and the government school system is doing what it's supposed to do, which is to allow them to further centralize power. The government school system is doing what it's supposed to do.
We can all talk about how it should be.
We know that's been going on, and yet there's this what you're talking about as being the problem is because the people are so far away from actually having any understanding of the actual power structures that were set up at the beginning.
I think that's kind of blaming the victims. I don't know. I mean, it's the politicians.
Well, no, it's just that they don't have it. Nobody's giving it to them. The parents don't know.
Then the system is broken, Abel. I mean, we can talk about how it should be, but it's broken.
But it's a very fundamental reality.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Abel. 855-453. Is it salvageable? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. We are all here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project.
Yes, indeed.
The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the state of New Hampshire to see what happens. That is all it's about. You sign a pledge that says that you will move to the state of New Hampshire once 20,000 other liberty-loving individuals sign up. Now, we are early movers. We decided, move afterwards? Why do that? Well, we'll move now.
That's right.
But you needn't do that. That's not what the pledge is. The pledge is to move after we reach the number 20,000. And really, all you're doing is stating your intent that you will move. And obviously, you know, life changes. You could die. We're not going to dig up your corpse and drag you here once we reach the 20,000 number. But we're getting pretty close to that number. I think we're somewhere between 75 and 80% of the way. If you've thought about the Free State Project, signing up, you should come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a camping event outdoors in the White Mountains of New Hampshire where there's lots of speakers, karaoke, parties, dances, vendors, tons of family events. You can go to Porkfest, that's P-O-R-C, as in Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com, and get your campsite. Now, at this point, the RV sites are all that's left. You don't need an RV to be on an RV site. You can
right.
put a camp. You can put a tent there, but it's it fills up. So porkfest.com.
Pretty easy to shack up with somebody there too, from what I understand.
It's true. You can show up with a tent and just kind of find some place to be.
It's anarchy, baby.
Like that. Throw a few bucks at somebody.
They still believe in property rights, though.
Indeed they do.
Property kind of anarchist.
So there you go, porkfest.com to check it out. Brian, there was an incident this week. Apparently, a convicted killer in Oklahoma, guy convicted of a very brutal crime, was injected with some sort of off-brand generic killing juice, and it caused him to convulse and have a heart attack rather than dying in sort of the way that he was supposed to.
Wow.
So he, it wasn't great.
Sure. And so what's happening now is, and this is from RT, Oklahoma judges reverse execution decision after political pressure.
So there are two guys that were slated
to die. I'm pretty sure you can't reverse that.
There are two guys that were slated to die in the relatively close amount of time.
Oh, so they reversed it for the one that hadn't been got yet?
That's one of the problems I have with the death penalty is the reversing of something. What we find is that over time we find out that innocent people are convicted not only of regular crimes, but surprise, surprise, of the murder too. And they end up, some innocent people end up on death row, and some of the innocent people that end up on death row end up killed.
Yeah, there's actually a statistic that was released this week that 4% of the people on death row are innocent.
And that's a pretty conservative number. I've heard numbers as high as 15% of people in prison are in for crimes that they didn't commit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, that's unacceptable.
It's interesting. I mean, we can read more on the story, but it's interesting that you bring that up because the judge, the Chief Justice that we were talking about earlier in the show, as nutty, I think, as his opinion was about the First Amendment, he was, we didn't get to it in the story, but he did mention that we've gone away from Blackstone's law, you know, and like his works. And I think Blackstone's formula is, to me, it's the absolute centerpiece of common law. It's the centerpiece of the Western world. It's the centerpiece of America in that better, you know, that 10 guilty people go free than one innocent suffer.
Agreed.
And that apparently is gone.
Right. People just don't believe that, especially people who believe in the death penalty. This is, sadly, the paradox of believing the death penalty.
Sure.
If you believe in the death penalty, you believe that people that commit murder should be executed. And if in a democracy we are the government, and if we, the government, make the decisions, then you, an individual with an opinion, are making decisions. That's the idea, right? And if your decision is that we should have a death penalty, then you, a person who has, who thinks, a reasoning individual, knows that humans make mistakes, and that if mistakes are made, then obviously somebody's going to be put to death innocently. An innocent person is going to be put to death. So therefore, you, as a person who participates in a democracy and has the opinion the death penalty should exist, are a murderer and should be put to death. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, you know, and if you support the death penalty, why does it matter how painfully or not somebody dies? You know, I think there are some...
Many, many people are cheering this death. They're like, yeah! Oh, baby!
Oh, that's, yeah, that disturbs me. I think that's kind of bloodthirsty. But, well, but I mean, just if you support the death penalty, it shouldn't matter. Like, there shouldn't be a big uproar that this death was not done well or cleanly or whatever. And of course, like, doctors can't participate in, what's it called? Lethal injections and stuff like that because it violates their Hippocratic oath. You know, like, you can't really be a physician and do that. All they can do is kind of certify and say, yep, he's dead.
Yeah, the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm.
Yeah, so you have these untrained people who, in a lot of cases, can't even find the vein. Like, if you look into it, it's kind of gruesome how much they stab people in the arms to try to figure out what
Well, phlebotomists take more blood than doctors do, so I don't know about finding veins. I don't know how many
Phlebotomists may not be able to do it either. Oftentimes, it's like people who just have a very basic level of, as I understand it, it's people have the most basic level of medical training. And, you know, there, even with expert phlebotomists, sometimes some people just have difficult veins. It's hard to get,
sure.
And they have to get a lot of fluid into these veins. I mean, they're giving them three different drugs, right? If I remember right, it's been a while since I researched it. There's a anesthetic first, and then there's a paralytic that paralyzes them, and then there's
that way they can't flip all around when they and freak out when they're given this drug.
Yeah, and then
why don't they just give an overdose of morphine?
Why don't they just hang him?
Well, frankly, you know, a hanging done well is much more humane than these things like the electric chair and these drugs.
But if we care about being humane, then why are we supporting killing people?
Right.
Well, I guess this gets all confusing for me. It's difficult for me to feel bad about a guilty person being executed. I admittedly come from the right. For me, what my philosophy is that, look, you're going to necessarily execute innocent people. You don't know. You weren't there. You can't say.
And the state makes mistakes all the time.
Well, everybody makes mistakes. The state is people, and people make mistakes. So to support the death penalty is really only to slake bloodlust. How do you think you'd feel if such and such?
Well, that's what they always
say.
How
would you feel if an innocent person was executed for the killing of your relative?
How
would you feel if you were the innocent person that was being executed? Because what I'm talking about here is innocent people. And everybody who advocates for the death penalty advocates for executing innocent people. That is necessarily what it is. Or there's the other option. The option is that the fact is some people have admitted to crimes that they did not do. Mm-hmm. So you still can't be 100% sure you're killing the right person. But if you just execute people who admit to it, then you're disincentivizing people from admitting to crimes. And I want people to admit to crimes. Is life in prison so great in this country, the country of the most incarcerations in the world? Is it so wonderful that we can't just do this instead of execution? 855-450-3733.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733 here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Blockchain.com. At blockchain.com, you can go get a merchant app for free to be able to accept bitcoins. So if you've got a physical business, you know, look, this is for bricks and mortar kind of businesses. So you can put this on a smartphone or a tablet to accept bitcoins safely, securely, and for free. There are no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. This is a service of blockchain.info, which is the largest Bitcoin site out there, I think.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, that they've got 1.5 million users, accounts, I should say. And it's just a great site. If you're into Bitcoin, that's the place to go. But blockchain.com is where you get the app from the Google Play Store. Get started. There's no fees, no terms of service, no ID requirements. Just download it and begin accepting Bitcoins in your business. Blockchain.com. So we were talking about the situation in Oklahoma. Apparently the justices have stayed the execution now.
There's a bit of a reverse. Lawmakers in the state of Oklahoma have launched a campaign to oust state judges who suspended the executions of two prisoners. They suspended it, but now the people are mad about the suspension.
All right. They suspended the execution. People are mad about the suspension of the execution?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of the state judges that suspended the execution of the two prisoners.
Even though they had this, I thought it was one prisoner that is dead now. And anyway,
yeah.
So they had one terrible execution go awry, and obviously they can't do that anymore. So, I mean, that seems like the obvious legal thing to do. Well, we'll continue on with it here in just a second. Let's go to Ryan calling in from Georgia, listening on LRN.FM. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to chime in about the death penalty debate.
Yeah.
And I just think that the state has no business in putting people to death. And I'm kind of like exploring more about crime and punishment and what the state's role should be, or what role would, you know, would individuals have, like even in like a free society. But I think nobody has the moral authority, especially the state, to put somebody to death for crime.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's interesting, this whole, the idea of the state not having, the fact is most of the westernized world doesn't have the death penalty. When you're talking about sort of first world nations, which hopefully the United States is one. Actually, the United States is second world because it was you went from the old world to the new world. But nobody uses that terminology anymore. So let's call it first world. Of the first world nations, the United States is the only one that still has the death penalty. And it's not like there's not a mix of ethnicities in other nations. That certainly is the case. It makes you wonder, why the United States and why do we have it? It's obvious that you can function without it.
Yeah, I don't know why we have it. I don't know. We have kind of a culture here that kind of cheers on some violent things, I mean, whether it's war or whether, killing people overseas. People get...
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's kind of like gladiator time sometimes. But,
yeah.
I think that's a great point, that that American culture, a lot of times it seems to really... it doesn't seem to take issue with violence, unless it's somehow expedient for them. But I mean, you take sex and boy, that's the worst thing ever. But, violence, yeah, we'll let that go.
Yeah. I mean, even in the movies, Ryan, yeah. Thank you for the call. Even in the movies, violence isn't that big of a deal. It's interesting when you have a little boy, you begin to see cartoons and movies in a different fashion than you would see them otherwise. And
sure.
There's a lot of punching, hitting to solve problems going on on TV. And it's a convenient way to visually show conflict. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it from the storytelling standpoint, but it also teaches young people, it'd be hard to argue that it doesn't teach young people in some way that this is a viable way to solve problems.
Well, absolutely, because at the end of it, when the violence is all said and done, the hero gets the hero's welcome. And I'm a huge comic book fan. I'm a fan of a lot of these different forms of entertainment that all do this, but this is what they do, is that, okay, punch the guy out or, fire the gun or whatever, and then at the end of the day, you go home and you get to, maybe this is a point where they do kind of celebrate sex. You get to get it on or something like that, whatever it may be. Tony Stark gets to go home to a bit of an orgy. I mean, this is what gets shown, to not just kids, but adults, adults as well.
Hard to argue it. Let's go to Pat calling in from Montana. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering if the family of the victim have the right to put somebody to death.
So there's an interesting case that went on in Iran. There is a woman who... some dude threw acid in her face because she turned down his overtures for marrying him or whatever the deal was. And she had every opportunity to get paid. She could, she could ask for a cash payment. She could ask for him to be incarcerated. But what she asked for was, within Sharia law, was to have acid dropped in his eyes. And so that he would be blinded in the same way she did. It's such a moving story that I kind of wonder, but at some point or another, you just kind of, man, I mean, is this a good idea? Is it a good idea? What do you think?
Well, look at that guy in, was it Oklahoma that they botched his execution?
Yep.
Didn't he shoot and rape and bury alive a girl?
That's what we're told, but we don't know. You weren't there, were you?
Well, if that was my sister, I would want him dead. I don't care what.
Yes, I understand. I get what you. If it was your sister, you'd want it dead because somebody told you. Somebody in a badge told you that that's what he did. But we don't know because, in all likelihood, there probably aren't witnesses to the crime. I don't know the specifics of this particular one, but in a lot of cases, we take people's word for it. Even when there are witnesses, first-hand witnesses are notoriously incorrect. So it's difficult to know who did what.
Yeah, I understand that. But if the guy is guilty, I think if they're that cruel of a person to do that to another person, maybe they deserve to die.
It's hard to feel bad for somebody who does something like this. Then again, he did it 15 years ago or however long it's been. So the, you know, the justice, if the vengeance, the justice in the vengeance kind of dries up after a certain period of time. Don't you think that somebody's a completely different person many years later? I mean, did you make some mistakes in your youth? Are you the same person you were 15 years ago?
Oh, no, I'm a lot smarter, I would like to think.
Right. This guy isn't the same person he was whenever he committed the crime either. Maybe he's a worse person. It's hard to feel bad for him. I get where you're coming from.
Stuff doesn't just go away with enough time either. But, I mean, I question whether killing somebody really, like, completes the healing process for some victims. I mean, like, you know, and it also victimizes everybody else who has to pay for it and who has to kind of participate in that whole system, right?
Yeah, what about that? What about the financial implications of it, Pat? I mean, it costs about 10 times as much to execute somebody as it does to keep them in prison for life. And that's because of the mandatory appeals for the death penalty and for the added security that goes on in keeping them in on death row rather than letting them have jobs and work inside the prison or whatever it is that they do and live like a regular prisoner. Do you think it's worth that 10 times the cost to execute somebody?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, who should bear that? I don't feel like I should. If it wasn't my family that was killed, why should I be victimized by the state in order to keep these people in whatever level of care that the state wants to keep them in? Pat, I guess thanks for the call. I couldn't quite hear you there. Thanks so much. 855 453. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. I used to be pro-death penalty.
I have an interesting thought experiment. We'll get back.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Also, you can contact us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a contact request ahead of time. That way we can communicate with you by typing and find out what it is that you want to talk about. It just makes it a lot easier for us. But we can do that right here on the air. It won't take long at all. So our username is LRN, as in Liberty Radio Network, .fm on Skype. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It is Jim or Wit. I'm not sure which one we're going by today. Wit?
Well, you know, it's my given name, and I prefer you to call me that.
Why did you change it on me? It's so hard for me to switch once I've decided somebody's name is what it is, and then it's going to change on you.
I'm not into that because I don't feel that you, for instance, just last time I talked to you and Ian, after he dumped my call, said he was probably anti-gay, you're referring to me. Now, people that say that kind of stuff on the public airwaves, and somebody like Mark, who sits right next to somebody that says that on the public airwaves about me, is not my friend, by definition. And that's
slander. You know what we said when we got off the airwaves?
I called in to volunteer for Brian's thought experiment. But if you want me to answer that at length, I will. But I know you don't.
How would you answer the question? How would you answer the question, do you know what we said when we got off the air? At length.
I don't care what you said off the air, unless you're going to say it and then let me respond to it. You're going to say sorry for calling him anti, for him calling me anti-gay.
I have no idea. I don't even remember him saying that, frankly. But
what I answered it somewhere for vacation and have him say that to my face. Because anything I say in the public airwaves, I would say to anybody to their face, just like what I said about Stephanie, I would say to Brian's face. But I'm calling in to volunteer for Brian's thought experiment.
But not to mine.
I should like to mention, by the way, I'll say it to your face too, Stephanie, if you like. I might come to New Hampshire, even though I know I haven't been publicly invited on the airwaves, to come to the Liberty Lovers Festival. They'll call the pork roast by the time I'm done there. But
is that a
threatening us?
What does that statement? What does that statement mean?
I never threaten anybody. I never threaten anybody. I speak truly and carry a big stick when I amongst people that I don't think are good or evildoers. For instance, I love God and I hate evildoers. And I love God. I do justice and I pray for. And I also believe that cruelty to the guilt. Cruelty to the victims, or mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the victims. That's from the Bible, Stephanie. I know that you think that people become atheists from reading the Bible. Then why is the best-selling book in human history more read than anything you'll ever write? But I digress. Again, I still want
Why do you keep listening to the show? I mean, I'm just curious. You seem to disagree with a lot and hate all of us, so why?
I don't hate you. I don't like you. I don't hate you. I love you as God commanded me. I don't like you. I think
Please
you're
don't.
Disgusting. I think it's so cold.
Wow. You think I'm disgusting, but you love me. You know,
I'm
pretty much
law.
Done.
They're not activists. They're creationists. They're not so-called liberal. They are liberal, Stephanie. You're IB-educated. You don't know that?
Here's what I want to know.
When I volunteered for Brian's thought experiment.
Well, but we've had a lot of conversation up to then, and we're not going to go on until I get my question answered. And my question is, when you said it's going to be a pork roast by the time I'm done, what did you mean?
That Ian will be the butt of all the jokes by my fellow libertarians if I have the if I can always respond to his slander. Again, what did you say off the air? You know, that's not cool of calling saying that Witt is anti-gay. He said nothing of the sort. So what do you get off calling him that? Is that what you said to him off the air, Mark?
No, what I said to him when we got off the air is I thought that was a pretty good call. And he said, yeah, he had a good one last night, too.
I don't want to be whacked. I want to hear you say, you know, that's not cool to slander people on the public airwaves after you've hung up on them. That's how two people that are decent and civilized don't hang up on people when they're quoting them. I was quoting Brian last week, literally, and then hung up on me. And
you call
me
him so often. You've had so much airtime. You practically have your own show here on Free Talk Live.
Okay,
it's like the wit
right.
hour.
You never say that to people that you never interrupt. Down and let's speak for multiple segments. You never say that to them, and many of those callers are boring, to be completely honest with you. And you know
well,
it too.
But when you refer to what's happened in the past, Whit, that's what I'm referring to as boring.
More often on your show. I'm that dissenting view. I'm volunteering for it. I never hear dissenting views on your show. Everybody's always calling in to agree with you. You're not the kind of libertarian I am.
That's because most of the things we say are reasonable, Whit.
All right, Jim, let's do the thought experiment. How about that?
The word reasonable and logical all the time. That's why I called you progressive. Progressives use those stupid words. Therefore, everything you say is right and everything I say is wrong. I never use the words reasonable and logical because that's called a sleight of hand when you're talking about logic itself. We're not. Logic isn't that.
Wow. Do you want to do the thought experiment, Jim?
Logic. Disgusting.
Please don't come to New Hampshire. I don't want to be near you.
Jim, do you want to do the thought experiment?
Send me a mugshot of me. Stephanie, don't come near me. I think you're a disgusting woman. You're in a religious bigot, too.
Mugshot?
Yeah, that's a joke. I have a sense of humor, but
I don't really care if you think I'm disgusting.
What's that supposed to mean, Jim Bob? What a funny-sounding name. What is that supposed to mean, Ivy-educated Stephanie? Is that obviously a prejudice against Southern men? Huh? What is this?
You know, for someone who's following a religion of love, brother, you've got a lot of anger issues going on.
Definite, Brian. It's not simple.
Yes, I'm a Jew. What do you think?
Stephanie preaches hate.
Have you been listening to the show? I explained what the New Covenant was. I was quoting the Bible chapter and verse, man. Yes, I read it.
I'm not talking about the New Covenant. I'm talking about the Old Testament.
I'm a Jew. Do you understand? I'm Kohanim.
Don't jump in the mud with hate.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is ridiculous.
Don't wrestle with swine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I called in to volunteer.
Yeah, let's do it. I just offered three times. Let's do it.
Funny sounding name, by the way, Stephanie, quoting you.
I don't think she said Jim Bob, dude. I think you were just yickety-yacking the whole time.
You called in as Jim Bob a couple weeks ago.
I called in on Easter to take you up on that challenge about don't hear any Christians calling and defending Easter while we're making fun of it. I called in as Jim Bob.
If you don't shut up and listen to Brian's thought experiment, because I got 2 minutes here. If you want to hear the thought experiment, then you're going to need to zip it.
That point. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, I'm ethnically Jewish, okay? There is a scientist, a very famous scientist, in World War II, who killed, possibly had disgusting sexual relations with my ancestors' relations, whatever. And this person was brought over to the United States, given a position of respect, a position of some degree of power, being a scientist, whose science that he developed while he was in the United States has potentially, and I think it's pretty fair to say, has saved the lives of millions of people around the world.
What's this guy's name?
Wernher von Braun.
Okay.
But he committed absolute atrocities working with the SS in the Nazi Party. Should he have been killed when he saved millions of lives because he wasn't?
Am I to answer anything other than yes, he should be executed for committing war crimes against humanity? Just as I told your call screener that I'd like to say to Mark, Joseph Mengele survived World War II by 15 years and was living a happy, domesticated, normal life in Argentina before he was captured by a couple of Jewish guys who wanted to kill him on the spot but didn't when they put that bag over his head and ended up taking him back to Israel, and he was finally executed. The good that a mass murderer does after he commits mass murder doesn't mitigate the fact that he should be executed. And because I don't know the future, and by the way, I don't believe 15% of the people sitting on death row in the state of Arizona are innocent.
I didn't make that claim.
It was an innocent man that wasn't executed in Arizona. He was on death row for 19 years. The operative word was that he was not executed, and he did get an appeal. Everybody kind of suspected that things were wrong with his case, and thank God he wasn't executed. But do I think that
happens, though? I mean, there's things that are wrong with some of these cases where they do get executed, though.
By the way, can I ask you, Mark, a question? Do you believe O.J. guilty? O.J. Simpson, now that he's been found not guilty of slitting two people's throats that he did slit, does that mean he's innocent?
I'm sorry. What's the question? Ask the question again.
He didn't kill those two poor people. Are you going to tell me that you don't know that? Because the poor man.
I really don't know what happened. I suspect.
He really buried her alive and raped her? Well, yeah, they do. It's no question. And by the way, this just goes back to the old fashioned ways of executing people.
I think there's always a question. You believe the media?
Watch them suffocate.
They create a narrative. And that's what they do. That's what our job is in the media, is to create a narrative. So when you believe those folks, you're choosing to believe their narrative. Okay. Isn't it true?
I'm a victim of a narrative, just like the Japanese were a victim of Stockholm Syndrome. Where'd you make...
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.